This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I don't want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being involved and engaged and making sure that you do have the information you need to argue with somebody. You know, the thing I hate the most, the thing that makes me out of my mind is when somebody actually has a conversation that strictly has to do, strictly, you know, it has to do with talking points, party talking points. I'm not into it. I don't like it. It makes me crazy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we've been talking all kinds of issues tonight when it comes to the gun issue, to what we believe to be the problem or non-problem, however you want to put it. But And the left doesn't want to give any inkling that this could possibly have anything to do with, I don't know, you know, drugs, mental illness, any of that stuff. Makes them crazy. They don't like it. Because you know what happens? Come on, you know what happens. You take everything away from their too many guns argument. It's all about the guns. So let me ask you a question. And you know what? my little troller friends are going to take this out of context, which I don't mind. I actually gives me a lot to talk about afterward. Now, I'm not the most educated guy in the room. There's a lot more guys that are smarter than me out there. I know you don't believe that, but it's true. And there are actually more registered guns in this country than there are occupants of this country, actual citizens. All right? You can even throw the illegals in there. You still have more guns than you have people. And some people, I know people that own hundreds of guns. All right? And they're not out shooting up the place. They're not out ripping the place apart. They're not trying to figure out who to take out, even though, you know, I mean, there's an actual hate or nasty when it comes for some of the people. They're not, most of the guys I know obviously run the right. They're not looking to take anybody out. If the left was right that it was all about guns and people who own guns are whacked and people who own guns are going to do this kind of thing, you have over, I don't know, what was last time we checked, it was close to 400 million registered guns. Shouldn't you be having a major incident on a daily basis? And I love the stats for the when they compare us to other countries. You know, got 280 some odd mass shootings in this country so far, and that shows you how violent we are. Well, let me explain something to you. If you took out Baltimore, D.C., and Chicago, just to name a few, we drop almost to the bottom, because the FBI, they report a mass shooting as two or more. Now, I'm not talking about two. Or more than two, I should say. That pretty much means that every shooting incident in Chicago is a mass shooting. Right? Because there's always more. Like the 55 that were shot over the weekend, the five that were killed, that is not one mass shooting, any one of those, and there were a multitude of them. In a matter of 4 hours, I think they had seven different shootings. So there were seven added to the list right there. So what I'm saying to you is that you can't believe the raw numbers like everything else. You got a little bit of your own homework. Wouldn't kill you. That's why I say you get informed. So the numbers aren't real. And again, let's go back to, if you have that many guns, and people are crazy, and the majority of those people are out of their minds, even a minority of those people are out of their minds, and they have all those guns, oh God, look what's going to... Well, it's not happening. The major crimes, the things that you see go down, are going down in, wow, gun-free zones. They're going down where there's no protection for our kids. Right? They're going down in areas where these shooters, these cowards, and they are cowards, let's just be honest about it. They know they're safe. They don't have the guts. I mean, this manifesto, this kid was the man, he was extremely mentally ill. To the point where, yeah, he didn't care if he died because he was going to go on with the forces. He was coming back to do more damage. So it's just, again, you got to talk. You can't argue with these people. You can talk logic with them to a degree, throw logic at them, right? But just the rest of it, just blow it off. Right. So almost every one of these mass shooters, they share one thing in common, and it ain't the gun. When you look at the majority, not each and every one of them, but when you look at the majority of them, nearly every one of these, over the last 20 years, because remember, a lot of them included, you know, suicide and other things like that, is that the common factor for all these were psychotropic drugs. They either were actively taking them, had been taking them, multiple credible scientific studies going back to more than a decade, you know, and internal documents from some pharmaceutical companies. And listen, can we be honest about the fact, and I've got friends in the business, the pharmaceutical companies, they're not telling you the whole truth. Can we agree on that at least? Can we agree on they hide some of the information? Right? Now, they know what these drugs do. They know what they can do with the head. They know the games that they can play. You know, some of these drugs have a side effect that's not limited to, A, committing suicide, and being violent. Matter of fact, some of these people I've spoken with that have taken these drugs, or these kind of drugs, say they have no empathy for people. They have no feelings towards people. That's dangerous. Sherman Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Our guest coming up is John Peterson, a former Army Special Forces Green Beret combat veteran. He'll be with us in just a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Well, you couldn't play this music. Well, I am playing the music. You couldn't make this music today, that's for sure. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, I'm like a bulldog with a bone tonight. I'm not giving up on any of this gun violence stuff. And it's only because, not because I'm looking for more laws, because, you know, you've heard me say it, you heard it in the last hour. We already have laws in place. How about we just enforce the stuff we have in place? Wouldn't that be a novel idea? We'll start off there. But number two is, you know, the left keeps screaming, tighter, 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 tighter gun laws. That's not what they want. They want total gun confiscation. The only people they want to have guns are the people that are around them. And that doesn't work out for anybody. We see how that worked out in Russia and a few other places. My guest is John Peterson. He's a former Army Special Forces Green Beret combat veteran of the war on terrorism. He's impeccable credentials in all things Second Amendment, firearms, terrorism, and active shooter. He now writes for a longtime newsstand gun magazine, Firearms News, and is the founder of a developing patriot service organization called the American Preservation Alliance. Boy, do we need that. He's been on board of the International Association of Counterterrorism as secretary professionals for over 22 years. He's taught active shooter, mass shooting response courses to law enforcement, in addition to over 11,000 personnel about firearms, terrorism tactics, concealed carry, and self-defense. And now it's time to go to commercial. No, I'm just kidding, John. Always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me tonight. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, Joe.
You know, it's, again, the first response for everybody is, you know, ban guns, stop the guns. We need tougher gun laws. We got enough gun laws on the books, John, right?
Absolutely, we do. And most of them aren't even enforced.
Well, that's right. It's kind of what I was saying earlier is that you're right. They're not enforced. When you find out some of these people who've got their guns, how they got their guns, the young man in, I think it was Dayton. You know, the cops had been to his house. You see the same thing in El Paso. The cops had been to his house. When do we start enforcing the laws that we have on the books? And frankly, what kind of difference do you think they would make?
Well, we've seen the experience we had, like with the 10-year assault weapons ban, you know, from 94 to 2004, and a myriad of other gun control laws, is that they just don't work. They don't have a decisive impact on violent crime. I know the left tries to call it gun violence, but, you know, if you look at the types of causes of death, you know, like I'll just tell you, in 2014 alone, 18 people died from mass shootings, but 49,000 died from drug-induced deaths. And actually, you know, the three largest causes of death are accidental poisoning, falls, and pedestrian deaths. So let's just say that the shootings are a problem. You're never going to hear the other side talk about anything other than gun control, and you'll never hear them talk about the root causes of interpersonal violence, which was something I got a lot of good schooling on in the 90s when this whole mass shooting, school shootings thing started to pick up the pace during the Clinton era.
Well, listen, John, they tell us that we are the most violent country on the planet, that mass shootings here in this country are matched nowhere else, but what say you?
Well, today I noticed, as many have, in the left-wing MSM, which is, you know, 85% of the media, they have pushed out a deluge. They've inundated the public with the same repetitious, almost like a tape recorder, a combination of fictitious statistics and false narratives that they've always used when these mass shootings occur. A lot of those predicted in after the 2017 Las Vegas and the 2018 Parkland shooting, that they would do this is one of their two so-called political methods of attack, frankly, because they have almost nothing left. They can't run on merit. But gun control is an easy one because, as you know, it will play to public sentiments. I think we're up to 32 fatalities just from the two shootings this weekend, not including what happened in Gilroy, California the weekend before. So they are really pushing hard with propaganda and agitation techniques, most of which are falsehoods. And it's so odd to see them on the networks, even on Fox News today, a couple of the Democrat guests saying with a straight face stuff that we've known for years is not true, but they know that if they play on public sentiment along with the timing of the shootings, is that they will have a higher likelihood of getting some more gun control as part of the slippery slope that you and I and others have seen going on for decades.
But John, okay, you're,
and it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. You're the expert at this, and I was having a conversation with Tammy today, and I've had it with some of my other friends. I am truly a Second Amendment believer. We have a right to have our guns and all of that. But here's where I kind of go. All right, when does common sense kick in? Because some of our founding fathers, all of them, they had some real common sense. You've been to a young man's house 42 times, okay? He's beat his mother. She got guns in there. Everybody around the place is talking about how nasty this kid is. What do you do to protect yourself from? So you just say, too bad, we've got a Second Amendment. He's got a right to have the guns. Is there a safeguard that you think would still protect the Second Amendment rights but protect the people at large?
Well, here's the problem. The underlying problem is, and unfortunately, there's no quick fix for it. Everybody wants a quick fix. They want to push a button just like they would with an iPhone and make this whole thing go away. But unfortunately, we haven't addressed the root causes of interpersonal violence that led that kid or these kids, for instance, that play video games and come from broken homes. This has built up like a virus over decades.
Yep.
And actually, the number of mass shootings has not gone up since 1982. There's been 816 people killed in mass killings in the U.S., not including the last 2 weeks. It's not the number of shootings that's gone up. That's a false narrative of the left that's going on in the news now. But the number of fatalities per shooting and the number of people who die during them are because of some increases in capabilities by the bad guys. But as far as a quick fix, these red flag laws, if it weren't for the fact that the Democrats had hidden agendas that involved Fourth Amendment violations, you know, where they can almost arbitrarily declare something unsuitable to have a firearm. So maybe the intent of some people is to go after people mentally ill shouldn't have their hands on guns. A lot of this really comes down to two things, personal responsibility, but also you notice it's not just the people that are doing the crimes. It's the opportunity that's given to them by the creation of two types of phenomenon, and one is the gun-free zone, and number two are areas that are more restrictive for firearms, public concealed carry, that the bad guys, they don't go for hard targets. They go for the soft target,
right,
the easy target. I know from studying both terrorists and active shooters, they're only going to go for the easy target, the easy prey, never the hard target. So as long as we make those two conditions available to them, you know, large concentrations of people where there's not a likelihood of a person with a firearm being there other than police, and a gun-free zone. When you combine those two, you have a recipe for disaster. As we've seen so many times, Aurora, Colorado, all these places, in Gilroy, California, where they were wanding people as they went into the garlic festival, you couldn't carry your gun in there. People who did have concealed carry permits in that area had to leave them in their cars.
Yeah, that helped out, didn't it? Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Really, seriously, heat up your coffee. Come on back.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour, Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway reacting to the two mass shootings and President Trump's remarks. She's a guest on The Story with Martha McCallum on Fox News.
Well, the president wants to go there and continue to express his condolences and comfort and also resources. We continue to have many people on the ground, obviously, in El Paso and Dayton, and we'll continue to provide manpower and resources and other help.
America weeps for the fallen.
Earlier, President Trump addressing the nation about the two mass shootings.
We must reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence and make sure those people not only get treatment, but when necessary, involuntary confinement.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
We are back. Welcome to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking, you know, I mean, like everybody else, we're talking about all things guns and gun laws and whatever. But what we're not doing, what I refuse to do, is just ad nauseum go over, you know, the gun laws, what's going on there, what could have been done. You know, it's just craziness. Let's talk about the real stuff that's going on, the real numbers. You know, is the United States the most violent country on the planet? Do we have more mass shootings than any other country on the planet? I say no, but I'm not the expert. My guest, John Peterson, he's a former Army Special Forces Green Beret combat veteran of war and terrorism who's has impeccable credentials in all things Second Amendment. And, John, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
Anytime.
So if you look across the country, and again, you know, and feel free to tell me I'm off my rocker. I was talking about this earlier, and I said, look, we have well over 300 million registered guns in this country, which means we have more guns than we have people that live here, all right? If the left, if their narrative was correct, we would have a mass shooting pretty much every hour of every day with all those guns. Isn't it amazing that we don't? I mean, this must be a miracle from above, right, John?
It is, because there's, one of the most high percentage gun-owning per capita countries in the world. But, you know, you mentioned about how we compare to other countries, but what the left and other anti-gunners don't tend to mention is that many of those countries that are war-torn, that have a lot of terrorism, that I've been to in particular, they don't have reporting mechanisms to be able to report accurately. So, for instance, you know, in our country, we have the best one. It's called the Department of Justice has what's called the Bureau of Justice Statistics. Anybody can go online and look it up. It's bjs.gov. And anything that I've mentioned on this broadcast is backed up because the federal government actually does keep some pretty good statistics. They have something called the FBI Uniform Crime Report and many others about these active shooter events and so forth. That if any citizen would bother to go there or to John Lott's Crime Prevention Research Center, you know, crimeresearch.org, it's all laid out there, all the empirical evidence that refutes gun control in its entirety. And it basically reeks of, hey, let's maybe let people start defending themselves and having personal and individual responsibility, you know, and getting rid of these gun-free zones, which seem to be magnets for these active shooter events, mass shootings.
Listen, let's get to the bulk. They're cowards. They're flat-out cowards. No coward is going to go into an area where he or she is going to get pushback or be challenged, right? I mean, they don't realize that. Again, if you think there's a chance you're going to have a bullet stuck in your brain, you're not going there, is there?
Right, and there's three things that these active shooters, mass murderers, anticipate or that they do when they go. One portion of them plans on committing suicide, which is called suicide by cop or suicide by SWAT. They know the police will arrive. Usually the police will get there between 1 and 15 minutes. So that's how long, if you're a citizen, if you don't have a gun, that you got to figure out how to last. So in 1 to 15 minutes, they know they're going to be dead because it takes 15 minutes or more for a SWAT team to get there. Although we've had a revolution in law enforcement training and policy since the 90s, when all the school shootings began to be on the rise during the assault weapons ban era, the 10-year ban, despite us improving law enforcement response, what police know to go in to the sound of the gunfire and neutralize the threat, not wait for SWAT for 45 minutes. But now the active shooters and terrorists have adapted to that, and they know that they've got that 1 to 15 minutes to get as much killing done as possible, and they're going to do one of three things. They either plan on committing suicide while they're there because they want to end it all, and this goes back to that whole mental illness thing. Another third of them don't plan to commit suicide, but they do anyways, which is a bit of a phenomenon. They'll put the gun to their head towards the end when the police are closing in or after they've been shot a few times. The other third actually have a plan for escape or survival, which all indications are the Gilroy, California shooter did have that. He had a backup gun in his car. He had hid ammunition out in the woods. And with several of the other shooters, too, they had indications that they planned on living. But we don't know that in advance, what they're going to do. But a lot of us have been tracking this since the 1990s. I've been lucky enough to be affiliated with some of the top folks that both study it, but also the people who started reengineering law enforcement training with what's called active shooter response training. I got to take part in a lot of that right after Columbine. I got to go to the first full official law enforcement debrief by the two of the three agencies that responded to the Columbine High School, which, by the way, is 500,000 square foot school. It took three searches and many hours, about 5 hours, I think it was, for them to completely clear that building. So obviously we want to prevent these things versus react to them, because despite all this training, Joe, that we've had all these years and all these increases in law enforcement training and capabilities, and I've been a part of that, a real revolution. On the law enforcement side, they're doing the best they can. I mean, it took about 54 seconds for them to stop the shooter at that garlic festival in Gilroy, California. 54 seconds. The first shot fired by the offender until the police that were already there took them out. But look how many people got killed.
Yeah. Well, look at, Dayton, the thing that happened in Dayton, I thought that was great. If you watch the video of that, the cops went right for him. And again, those are the real heroes. Those are the guys that people need to hold up in high esteem and not these people who come out and start talking about what gender they've decided to come out as. We hold them up in high. That's craziness. These guys are right for it.
They're not the most media. They don't talk about that, do they?
No, they don't. It's disgusting.
There seems to be a glorification of violence in Hollywood and our media and music. But why don't they glorify these law enforcement heroes that, and in the case of the shooter in California, law enforcement officers with high-capacity pistols beat someone with a semi-automatic rifle with multiple magazines.
Right.
They went right at a guy with a rifle. That's a lot of guts. I've actually met the person who shot the church shooter in Colorado about 12 years ago, and she's a little 5'5" woman and defeated a guy who was right armed with a rifle. Which shows that it can be done. It's heroic. But you won't hear the media talking about it.
Oh, no. And the Dayton fellow, what do you have? When the magazine was a 100-round magazine? Is that true?
Right. Yeah, I think they're still trying to sort that out, too, but how much he loaded in what magazine. And I think the problem is, Joe, is everybody's tripping over the whole gun issue.
Yeah.
And that's really not at the root of the problem.
No. Listen, I agree with you, but I think it's hilarious, these little pieces that you can say, well, wait a minute, that's outlawed, and he's still got one. You want to outlaw guns if they can still get... Look at it. I grew up in Boston in the 70s when the mafia was there, and I was just joking with somebody saying, I'm sure every one of those guys had a legal gun and a license to carry. So don't make it sound you're going to take the silver bullet, pardon the term, and you're going to fix everything in one fell swoop, and everything's going to be wonderful and fine and hunky-dory. It's not how it works, and to your point, it's not the gun. We have bigger issues that we need to learn how to deal with, don't we? You were just talking about the differences in the different cities. L.A. County being one of them, one of the murder capitals.
Yes. So, yeah, like in 2014, Los Angeles County, which has restrictive gun laws, as you know, there were 526 murders. And according to John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center and the federal government, that 68% of the murders in the United States occur in the 5% that are the most dangerous counties. There's actually, like, I think 73% of counties that haven't had a murder in years around the United States. But in those few areas that are usually high restrictive gun ownership areas, Chicago, Baltimore, Los Angeles, that in those 68% of the murders in the United States, homicides, which many are by firearms or by knives, that those are in the 5% of the 5% of the counties that are the most dangerous. And guess which ones those are? They're the ones with the most gun control. Chicago, it seems to be like a media blackout on the shootings in Chicago. I mean, they set records there every year. It's not always the highest city in the United States for fatalities by firearms, but it is certainly always one of the top three. And it's the one that they seem to ignore the most. And statistically speaking, I mean, we see on order of 200 to 300 murders a year in Chicago. Most of it is gang. If you look at the Unified Crime Report, this is not me or not the media, but the FBI, is that most of the murders are conducted by and against young black males, 18 to 26, sometimes younger than 18, sometimes a little older than 26, but almost no coverage of this in the media. And we've known this since the 90s. This problem, by the way, hasn't changed. Particularly,
John, it's not sexy. It's not sexy. It doesn't make any money for anybody. We have an expectation that blacks are going to kill blacks in big cities. What's the big whoop? You know, you hit a nerve for me because my joke is this. You know, if Sharpton and Jackson and Obama really cared, they'd have one of their million-man marches through that city every single weekend until they clean up those neighborhoods. But they don't give a crap. They don't care.
Well, the year that Bill Clinton, you know, started out his 8-year term there in 1992, or at least he got elected in 92, there were 943 murders in Chicago alone, in the anti-gun mecca of the United States.
Yeah. Hey,
but you never hear about.
You got to go for a quick break. We'll talk more about that on the other side. Joe Messina, your host. Yes, we are talking about all things gun violence is the left talk. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. We some happy news. Like I said, we're getting closer to 60 stations. Thank you so much for all the hard work that you guys do. You know, I may be the mouth, but you're out there. You're plugging me to other stations. You're doing what I told you to do. If you're in an area, the station doesn't carry the show, then you need to pound on them and say, hey, what's wrong with you people? How come you're not carrying this show? We're on stations in pretty liberal areas across the country. So either they think I'm the biggest nut job on the planet and they love hearing this kind of stuff, or they truly want to hear both sides of the conversation. I'll tell you, some of my Democrat friends do want to hear both sides of the conversations. You know, they do want honest dialogue. We're hearing the loudest nut jobs out there. It's what we're hearing and paying attention to, and we shouldn't be. We really shouldn't. You need to get involved. You need to get engaged. So you're not just spewing party crap. You're actually spewing fact. You're getting involved and engaged, and you can understand. Our guest tonight is John Peterson. He's a former Army Special Forces Green Beret combat veteran of the War on Terrorism who has impeccable credentials in all things Second Amendment, firearms, terrorism, and active shooters. John, thanks for being with me.
Of course.
You know, it's It's, again, we are inundated on the... You know, don't you think it's funny how they always yell at Fox News because Fox is so, you know, pro-Trump and that kind of, not that they are today as much, but they're very much right, and they have such an influence across the country, yet you've got MSNBC, you know, CNBC, ABC, CBA, you got all the major media stations that are all... negative anti-Trump and anti-gun, and that's all we're hearing is about the gun violence in this country and how bad it is and how terrible we are. We need to go through, you know, you and I were talking about the real causes of mass shootings during the break. Why don't you go through some of that now?
Yeah, there's about eight of them, and I have an article coming for Firearms News on this. At the top of the list, disintegration of the family unit, diminishment of Judeo-Christian values, where we value life, and the declining, many of us feel the declining influence of God, or at least some principled system that values living in our lives. There's the glorification and sensitization, or glorifying of violence, and then sensitizing children in particular to it. And how does that come to us? Through video games, Hollywood, and certain music. Back in the 90s, I received some formal training on why these video games work, and it's called the killing enabling process. Some of these games have, like Grand Theft Auto and so forth, actually have a programming effect that actually came from military-style video simulators that were used to teach troops how to basically kill more effectively. Many troops who are listening have used what's called the FATS machine and other simulators. So that's where that technology came from. It's very dangerous, but those people who make the millions off those, and Hollywood don't want you to know that. The fourth one would be the media and fake news providing a venue to incite malevolent behaviors, and they help to perpetuate it. And even they allow, social media in particular, allows the coordination between extremist elements. Look at Antifa and the Islamists. They are very dependent on social media and websites and forums to be able to coordinate and facilitate what they do, as well as to target and intimidate their opponents and use their propaganda techniques. A fifth one would be this, gun control. Gun control is a maximizer for mass shootings because it favors criminals and it disadvantages the law abiding. It makes it more so in higher gun control locations or jurisdictions, less so for the law abiding person to be able to fight back, because a lot of them aren't even be able to carry a gun or to be able to afford or go through the strenuous process to get one. And this includes, Joe, the gun-free zones and other impediments to lawful self-defense. And I know people, particularly New England, the Mid-Atlantic, it's just too expensive, even if they can get a permit, to go through that. And that particularly disadvantages people who are impoverished or lower income. A sixth one is there's no tools for preventing preventative detection of imminent attacks via social media or internet activity. The president did speak about this today on Fox News. They had a very rare media interview of the head of the Threat Detection Center and Threat Assessment Center of the U.S. Secret Service. A lady went on to talk about that because they have some very high-end technologies, but that isn't as widely available for the benefit of the public. That's more for, you know, presidential protection. A seventh one is that there's too much focus on ill-informed and what I'll call ultra-status measures for solutions versus the root causes of violence. So what I'm talking about are gun control, suing firearms manufacturers out of existence as some way to limit the supply of firearms to a population, which is some of the highest guns per capita in the world. It doesn't make sense, but that's one of the ploys of the left going back to the 90s. I worked for two of those gun companies are being sued. But all these claim to have preventative measures, and in fact, they have the opposite effect. And again, they don't talk about the root causes of interpersonal violence. We've never heard Democrats or anti-gunners talk. And the eighth one is, it's just a lack of fear of consequences by offenders. Mm-hmm. They go to these shootings not thinking anything bad's going to happen to them. If anything, they'll probably go to jail for a few years. In some cases, they get off the hook or they get a short sentence. So those are the eight reasons, and I'll have that coming out. But I think people need to focus more on, with qualified advice, prevention, deterrence, and counteraction, you know, those three areas, particularly because whether or not we figure out the solution to all these mass shootings anytime soon, the average citizen's probably wondering right now is, what am I going to do to keep myself or my family or my coworkers from getting killed?
Well, you know, see, funny, what was it, the chief of police in D.C. A year or so ago came out and said, you know what, we can't protect you. I mean, when the chief of police of the town says, We can't protect you. What do you do? You sit there and go, okay, let me make sure my will is updated? Sincerely, how does one truly and honestly protect themselves from this when the police department says, we can't help you? Unreal.
Well, despite, even in the best circumstances, with highly trained and motivated police, like we've seen in many of these active shooters, even recently, at least two of these three recent ones, they got it done within 1 to 2 to 3 minutes where they stopped the shooter. But of course, between two shootings this weekend, we have at least 31 dead that we know of, and not including the one the prior week in California. So let's just say, for the sake of argument, the police are there, and they're going to be able to run to the threat. They're trained now to go to the center of the gunfire, not delay, and shoot the guy. And in many cases, as we saw the videos, the police are standing in the open, risking themselves to gun down a rifle-armed attacker with pistols. So that's great. But what does that give you in that 1 to 15 minutes until the police can respond and respond decisively? And the only answer, really, is for citizens to take responsibility for their own self-defense, and that's fight or flight. That means you either got to run away. Every citizen should know how to use cover. I just put on my Facebook tonight and on two Facebook pages called American Preservation Alliance and another one called Intelligent Preservation, I put a 7-page article that I published in the 90s about how to take cover, written in layman's terms, so anybody can take that and use it if they like. And every citizen should know how to do that, how to take cover from rifle fire. As a prerequisite of that is you want to know that you're being shot at. And a lot of people, I don't know if you know, that been around shootings, they didn't even realize they're being shot at or that it was happening that close to them. But it generally, it sounds like popcorn popping or firecrackers going off. It's not quite like you see on TV, is magnified with the sound around you and stuff. You may hear the crack, a whip cracking sound, like of the rifle round going by you. When it breaks the speed of sound, it sounds actually like a whip cracking in the air. And of course, if you hear that, you're pretty close to getting shot. And in some cases, if the bullets are really close, it'll sound like a bumblebee whizzing by real fast. And you may even feel the heat and vibration of the round. That means the guy just missed you pretty close. But you can't delay. If you hear those sounds or stimuli, the whip cracking sound, the bumblebee sound, sometimes you'll see the rounds impacting or you'll see the muzzle flash. You don't need to stand around and delay. A lot of those poor people in the Las Vegas shooting didn't know what they were hearing at first until they saw people dropping. So the minute you think you hear gunfire, take cover, and you want to get as far away from the threat, at least 600 yards, but granted, some rifle rounds will actually go about 3 to 4 miles and still be lethal as far as they can go. But every citizen should know that now. You talk to people who live in Israel, they know what gunfire sounds like and where to go and how to react. You want to get behind something, they'll stop a rifle round and then get away. Yes, a lot of people don't know that, and I wish they did, because some of them have died because they didn't know. And of course, if you can, you want to be armed. There's nothing wrong with it. If you're a law-abiding, insane person, there's nothing wrong with, getting a good self-defense pistol, learning how to conceal it, and learning the laws. There's a lot of other things you should probably learn about, like self-defense law.
But John, that's the other thing. People really do need to know the law, because I read stories, I do stories on the show all the time. People actually go to jail for shooting somebody in their own house. Was the guy leaving? Was he there? Were you really afraid for your life? They've made it almost so that they're protecting the shooter. They're protecting the perpetrator as opposed to the law-abiding citizen. It's scary, no matter how you look at it, right?
All 50 states and all the territories each have their own self-defense law.
Right.
And some of them are radically different. Every citizen needs to look that up on the state's website.
Yep.
There's really only one good source. There's actually an attorney who I used to work with who runs classes and has a book on this called The Law of Self-Defense. You can take an online class specific to your state that teaches you when you can and can't shoot. And he has a 100% clearance rate on people who he's been hired to help represent around the country who were accused of a crime, even though they lawfully defended themselves. And he usually gets the case dismissed. That's stuff you want to know in advance. You want to know the laws, and there's also self-defense insurance you can buy. There's about 5 different companies. I have one of them.
We're out of time. Just tell people real quick where can they find you and get more information.
Twitter, Facebook at JTF Peterson. I just posted that article on American Preservation Alliance.
That's cool. All right, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, we're here all week. Hopefully, you will be too. Be safe. God bless, and have a great rest of the day.